We left Hoffs Cove and Dartmouth to come to Labrador. 1,000 miles from nowhere on that foggy distant shore. Our first stop, it was Rigolet. We changed from boat to scow. The boys play craps upon the deck, and some are still broke now. Hack Harbor was the next in line. We'd let go half our crew. We didn't stay there very long, for we had work to do. We traveled all that day again till 8 o'clock that night. Some of the boys were seasick when we pulled into Cartwright. Some stayed on board till morning while others went on shore to say hello to an Eskimo or maybe something more. Next day was sore and dandy and the boys were feeling blue. We had no gin or brandy, so vanilla had to do. Well, we bought out nearly half the store and some was stolen too. The Hudson Bay was pretty sore at such a reckless crew. So a dance was planned to run that night. We planned to rent the hall with 100 girls or more in sight and 7 boys, that's all. When the music began to play, all the girls just tapped their heels. For they didn't know how to dance that way, all they knew were jigs and reels. So a dance was called for them alone to up and have their fun. The East grabbed up a boy from home and put him on the run. Well, from one end to the other and all across the hall, they bounced at one another like an India rubber ball. They kept it up for an hour and they could have kept it too. At last they all consented to try out something new. At first they found it awkward for to get the 1, 2, 3. They soon caught on to what was wrong and danced along quite free. When it came around to midnight, there was very little swing. So we all stood to attention and we sang God Save the King. Yes, we all stood to attention and we sang God Save the King.